So far, this is in relation to the what's on these tracks and what they are. For some reason or other, track one is followed by track four, and then come track two and three in the order in which they're recorded. Why that is, I don't know, but that's the order they tell you to record it in. I guess that's the easiest way to play your tapes without getting lost. In other words, the tape is put on the left side is normally recorded through and then turned over and recorded through without changing the switch, which remains on tracks 1 and 4. Then when you go through it, complete the cycle again with the tape again starting on the left side, the original reel starting on the left side. It goes through, recorded on with a set on tracks 2 and 3, and then when you turn it over and take the original reel and put it on the right side, and the etc. And you leave it on 3 again, on the setting for 2-3. On the machines you're using, I suspect that it's set up the same way, and you would listen to it in the same, to transcribe in the same process, in the same order. On track one, went through Suzuki's 1 p.m. lecture. Track 4, which is this track, which is the second in order, called track 4, starts with Suzuki's Monday evening lecture and continues with a short, rather inaudible section that he talked Tuesday morning in Zazen. As a practice, I'm not going to record those things because they're generally just for the sitters and pertain to sitting posture and things like that, which aren't so interesting in transcription. And in addition to that, they're very difficult to get and they're disruptive. Disruptive of the meditation period. Tape then continues with the morning instruction at 8:45 of Reverend Katagiri. And it will, the next section which follows this what I'm saying, is Bishop Sumi's first lecture at 1 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. Thank you.